The following programming is sponsored by Factorum Business Solutions. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
All I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Don't worry, people say. We know the truth.
All I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Enough is enough of this garbage.
Welcome to the Tony Tennis Show, Bipartisan Voices of the People. I'm Randall Jefferson. All I want to say is they don't really care about us. Our show looks at major issues impacting nation and region from a bipartisan perspective. We want to hear from you, our listeners. Call in and join the conversation. Our call-in number is 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306. Our phone lines are now open. You can also send us your comments via social media. On X, we are at Tone and Tenor. On Instagram, we are at Tone and Tenor Radio. You can also like us on our Facebook page. Excuse me. Facebook page, just type in the words Tone and Tenor in the Facebook search engine to find us. Our topic today is something that I've been thinking about and have had conversations with several people about. And our topic is relevancy of how and who is courting your vote. When I say relevancy, I'm talking about relevancy of your vote. Does it really matter? As Michael Jackson says, they don't care about us. But do we care about ourselves when we go to cast those votes? And how relevant is your vote? Your vote is relevant, trust me. But or is it relevant because somebody is telling you to vote for certain people? Or is it relevant because you did your due diligence and you've decided on who you will vote for in this upcoming election? Whether it be Donald J. Trump, or whether former President Donald J. Trump, or Vice President Kamala Harris. That's where the relevancy goes. I mean, and as your vote is being courted by the surrogates and getting lost in the sauce is our local elections, our down federal elections, our state reps, our congressmen, our senators, state senators, our U.S. senators. We're all hearing, we're all talking about, what we're talking about is the presidency, the executive branch of government. Without the legislative branches, we will not have any bills or laws passed. You know, you could sit here and you're going to go, you know, you hear these commercials. There's commercials on TV, on the radio and on TV. You hear them talk about, we're going to go out, you know, same day, same this, same that. And you hear the young lady say, oh, well, oh, you go out and vote with your mother? And the young lady says, yes, we make it a habit. You know, that's what voting is all about. You know, you make it a habit of going out because on November 6th or whenever they finally can figure out who won the presidency, people are going to be angry. People are going to be upset. But you can't get upset if you don't go vote. Voting is a right that people died for, especially Black folks. And this is where what disturbs me is that for Black folks, our vote is the cheapest vote for sale when it comes to an election. We got a bunch of people telling some of us who to vote for, telling us or, well, being coerced into voting because you're giving a turkey or your son's football team ended up with uniforms. Or someone was given the job in your family. Your vote can be bought for pittance. You know, think about it. There is no, within the Black community, especially I can speak from Philadelphia, from right here in Philadelphia, your vote has been taken for granted for years. Because most of the time, these folks that are on these ballots, some of them don't even have anybody running against them. Whether it's been in the primary or whether it's been now in the general. And or folks have come along and have been knocked off the ballot. The party has, or if certain folks, because they have been promised jobs, have gone and went and had people knocked off the ballot. And granted, some of these folks that ended up on the ballot, it was because, not on the ballot, it was because of the some of their people internally not doing what they were supposed to do. The candidate has enough to worry about. It's the team around him or her that takes care of the other business. And then you have to worry about the outlining community. But if you don't care about yourselves, then they don't care about us. Because once they have the vote and or the candidate that they want is in place, they don't need you no more. You're not needed no more. Unless it's 2 years down the line or another 4 years, you're not needed. And you're still in the same predicament that you were prior to the election. No, they don't care about us. No, your vote is relevant. But you got to be mindful of who's courting your vote and for what purpose. Think about it. Think about it. Think about when these candidates, whether they're local, state, or federal, come into your city or your state, think about who controls the messaging. Who controls what goes across their airways? Who controls the advertisements and where those advertising dollars go? How much money? And I'm challenging Donald Trump. And I'm challenging Kamala Harris, right now. How much of your advertising budget has been spent with minority, especially black-owned media? I'm not talking about the conglomerates. I'm not talking about the folks that come together and they're actually being led by the non-minority media. Think about it. Think about what's going on. Who's controlling the narratives? In the debate, who controlled the narratives? The major, major news medias got the narratives. Who's controlling the interviewing process and where are the interviewings being done? I like to say, and I'm proud about it, July 13th, 6 years ago, just as Robert P. Casey Jr. is running for his Senate seat, 6 years ago, we had Robert P. Casey on one line, and then junior senator from the state of California, now candidate for president of these United States, Kamala Harris, on another line. And we did that interview with both of them. And then did another interview that same Friday at 3801, which was owned by the African Methodist Episcopal Church, District Council, District 1. So when you think about it, that was when narratives were being controlled and you could get those interviews. Today, the only thing that these folks are using is social media, and they're courting the white media. Because the relevancy of your vote has already been determined. You don't need to read about it. Even though people keep saying, and even in the debate, you hear them talk about, we want to get to know Kamala Harris. We want to get to know Tim Walz. We want to get to know J.D. Vance. Well, we already know former President Donald J. Trump. But we as a community, if we don't demand, what we want as a community and as a group, those folks that are fighting the battle alone will become stressed, frustrated, and the other side wins. The relevancy of your vote and who's courting it. As you know, when you receive these ads or in the mailings or the phone calls or the polls, let's think about this. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of reading about who's in the lead in this battleground state, who's in the lead in that battle. Polls don't mean a daggone thing because I can call a group of people that could be in favor of Donald Trump so that I could say those numbers, hey, Donald Trump is leading in Michigan, Pennsylvania, this place, that place, or the other place. On the other hand, you could do the same thing with Vice President Harris. So when you start seeing these things and you hear the hype on the news media and you hear the hype on everywhere, are those numbers skewed? And remember, we're talking about the popularity vote. We're not talking about having enough votes to win the Electoral College, 270 votes. So is your vote relevant? Are you going to the polls and make your vote relevant? Are you going to go vote for the person that just does what you believe needs to be done for betterment of these United States and of the world, period? Are we going to vote for people that's going to sit on their hands and do nothing and in a fight like they're kids in a sandbox and not do what needs to be done for the American people here in these United States? Are we going to continue to allow folks to be treated as second-class citizens? Are we going to allow to keep running up the debt of these United States, which is over $35 trillion and growing? I know I can't run up a debt like that because that would screw up my credit score. Somebody be knocking on your door and trying to make you pay your bills. $35 trillion. And we're still talking about, nobody's talking about bringing it down. Is that relevant to you? Is fake news relative to you? And I'm not saying that because that's what Donald Trump calls it. But there is fake news out there. There are people out there wanting to get to the story first without vetting the facts and putting the facts out there. Because one, they're talking about communities they don't even live in, or if they live in them, they stay in one particular area where they feel safe. And yes, I'm talking about you elected officials. I'm talking about you. When was the last time you came out of your offices? And I'm not talking about for a daggone ribbon cutting ceremony. I'm not talking about it for an event that you were invited to. I'm talking about you walked your neighborhood. You talked to the people. You saw what was going on. and the light bulbs may or may not went off, but you've got comfortable with the power. Because all you have to do is tell folks, if you're Democrat, vote straight Democrat. Or you can scare them into voting. Or if you're Republican, you could scare them into voting against the Democrats. So you could say, and I'm a quote somebody wrote to me, I delivered. But what did you really deliver? Where are you now? You know, when you say you delivered, then you go missing in action. You didn't deliver jack doo-doo. So you may have delivered for you or think you delivered for yourself, but you may or may not have delivered for yourself. With that said, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Tone and Tenor here on WWDD Talk 860 AM and 97.5 HD2. Our topic today is relevancy of how and who is courting your vote. We'll be right back.
I know the world won't give me nothing, so I gotta take it. And I know it's a way we can win, why won't nobody say it? It don't matter where we're from, suburbs or the slums, they don't wanna see us winning, they'd rather keep us down. Could have a war, but we don't know how. Don't let them tell.
First, you know, back in middle school when they taught us it was three branches of the government, we forgot it when we got older. It's the judicial, the legislative, and executive. But all we know is the executive. That's the mayor or the governor and the president. Now, none of them three people make no laws. They just be checking them. The laws come to their desk and all they do is say no or yes to it. So when the news station tried to tell us that Barack Obama couldn't put us on, we was all salty at Obama when it was the Congress members all along. We gotta focus on the legislative branch. Yeah, they the ones that make the laws. Yeah, they the ones write how much food stamp money you get on the card. But when people that wanted to help us wanted the job, I know they probably lost. Cause we ain't even know their name, we ain't know their face, we ain't know it all. So the Congress or the State House, that's legislative, they make laws. So what we want from the president is what they do, okay y'all? See, they election every 2 years, but we don't ever even go to those. The Congress, they can raise minimum wage, but we ain't even really know it though. So you know how back in 08, when we all voted for Obama, we was all supposed to go back in 2010 and vote for the Congress. Cause they the ones make child support laws. They the ones choose if your kids at school get to eat steak or corn dogs. The State House make the court calls. So if the country failed, then you can't say it's them, it's your fault. Cause y'all ain't know to vote for Congress members that was for y'all. And they don't gotta leave after 4 years, and we just let them sit. See, they don't wanna tell you this, they want you to focus on the president. Now the third branch is the judicial, that's judges. They the reason why John Crawford and Trayvon ain't had justice. So when Meek Mill got locked up just for popping willies, we blame the judge and not the city when they let her get voted in, cause they ain't know who to vote against. Imagine life on the other side. Roads better, schools better, everybody get their license back, grocery store food better, custody of your kids back, homeless people get new shelters. If we gon' fix the U.S., we gotta start with them two letters, me and you. Somebody told us that the government wanna keep us broke, but the only reason why those people in the government is cause we ain't vote. And I ain't talking about the president, I'm talking about the ones we ain't know. See, they was gonna try to keep it low, but it's gonna hurt them when they see the polls.
Welcome back to Tone and Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPEN 97.5 HD2. Relevancy of how and who is courting your vote. You heard it. You heard it right there, ladies and gentlemen. It's the legislative branch. They are who are in control of this. Think about it. Think about what's going on. You think about, you listen to these negative ads, okay? Let's think of it. You got negative ads on both sides. You talk about fat checking, you talk about misinformation, you talk about all of that. Think about this. Immigration, abortion, the economy, anything, 9 times out of 10, that either of these folks want to do, that is trying to be president of these United States, will need the backing of Congress. They would need a law. You can only pass but so many executive orders. And look at what happens within an executive order. Look at all of the young people that thought they were going to get student loan forgiveness. Look at what happened. It's all a hype. It's all a hype to get you to believe in what was getting ready to get done. And then, well, wasn't my fault. I tried. But they got you in mind. It's a political hype. It's the politics of politics. But people don't realize. Look, think about this. Let's think about something for a minute. Here in the city of Philadelphia, we just saw one of the most powerful people, union boss, turn himself in. But yet and still, we could have other felons that worked in the House of Representatives, can go on, come out, go on after stealing people's houses and doing a whole lot of other things, can go on and be an advisor to the district attorney, making money. And then for those of you that don't know, the sheriff is in charge of sheriff sales in the city of Philadelphia and the sheriff sales listing. Now the same person is working for the sheriff's office. Think about it. Think about it. Folks, as these folks talk about you got to go vote for this person, the middle class or that class, think about no one's talking about the folks that are not middle class. Those people that make it under $55,000, those single mothers with families that are trying to make it, trying to hold on to their houses, their cars. Those folks that are sitting down in these ivory towers across this country in some of these states won't even pass a sustainable living wage, but yet and still, they make it six-figure salaries, plus getting per diems. So are these the folks that you want to take and pay and hire with your vote? Or are these the folks that, is there somebody you want to fire with your vote? This is why your vote's being courted. This is why folks, you know, even, and I'm going to say this, even some of these black folks that are on these radios and in these newspapers, you know, they believe in that same hype because they like to rub elbows. They want to be in the know with the know. And yet and still, they are not out there in the street telling. They're charging. Some of them charge. You see them at these events. They're getting paid. They're getting paid for it. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but stop leading people down on the ivory path and not tell the truth. Politics, politics, relevancy of how and who is courting your vote. As you know, we're talking about how to vote. As you know, we're into the early voting stages across this country. And a lot of places have started early voting. Here in the state of Pennsylvania, I know I've got mine. I don't know how many other folks have got their mail-in ballots, but they are coming out. You will get a text or an email saying it's on its way. And you could early vote. You know, there's even... You know, I find it interesting, you know. I'm wondering whether they've got this in all neighborhoods of different ethnicities or what have you. But I got in the mail something that says, it tells you, make a plan to vote during this historic election. Well, let's think about it. The only history about this is that you have this is not the first time a woman has run for president. This is not the first time a black woman has run for president. It may be the first time that a black and Asian woman may win the presidency, because you got to remember, you know, she's not, you know, but according to census, if you got a little drop of black blood in you, then you're black. You're black. So it could be a historic election. It's going to be a close election. I can't tell you who to vote for. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I'm going to tell you, do your homework. But this little pamphlet came out, and I got it in the mail. It says, make a plan to vote during this historic election. Check your registration. This is for Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area. Register to vote by October 21st. But if you're not registered to vote by now, then some of y'all don't have intentions of voting. Come on now. Make sure you do it early, because there's been hiccups already with the mail-in ballots. The envelope that you supposed to seal your privacy ballot in is already glued shut. Now, here's the million-dollar question. They're saying you could still use that envelope and you could put tape on it, or you can go get another one. Now, if I put tape on that envelope because I had to open it so I could seal it again, will that be thrown out? Will that be challenged? Depending on how many envelopes get out there like that. But remember, if you're going to vote on election day, you could drop off your ballot. If you got a mail-in ballot, you could drop it off at the designated places. Around Philadelphia, they opened all these offices. They got this money from somewhere and had to spend it. Well, didn't spend it on educating people on how to vote. When I say how to vote, not who to vote for, but the process of voting and why you should vote, not who you should vote for. Then vote by mail. You can request your absentee ballot by October 29th. Remember, the election day is the 5th. What guarantee is that you're going to have the ballot and have it back in time, or be able to drop it off? And you can vote early. I don't know where you're voting early. I haven't heard this one, but in Pennsylvania. But it says vote early, vote in person from September 16th to November 5th. And it says follow the money, confront the power, 1 PA, make the change. Well, if I'm following the money, I'm following the money on both sides of the aisle, ladies and gentlemen. If I'm following the power, I'm following the power on both sides of the aisle, ladies and gentlemen. So, who are you talking about? And it says, I'm voting early by mail. Will you? I've already voted and turned mine in. But follow the money, confront the power, make the change. And on this is black folks. So, I think this is geared toward black folks. And it comes from 1 PA. And you can look it up, 1PA.org. But these are things that is going on. You know, I didn't know you could vote early. Where can you vote early at? Is that true in Pennsylvania? I did not know. And it's not too much that I don't know. But this, if we had our local community papers that were Black-owned, in the loop, and money was paid to them, or even to get out the vote instead of sending press releases and wanting folks to just run them, you know, it's crazy. You know, but you have to begin to look at what's really going on. You know, and what is the early vote? I mean, think about it. Right now in North Carolina, because of Helena, how many people are actually thinking about voting? We're talking about a major catastrophe. We're talking about people without their homes. We're talking about people that don't have flood insurance. We're talking about people that are going to have to maneuver through the bureaucratic BS to see if there's going to be any way that somebody can help them. You know, the president went down to North Carolina and he flew over in his nice helicopter, probably Marine One, and looked down and, you know, and he made the statement that all presidents will say, we're going to do what we can to help you. And, you know, the vice president was twofold for her. She was there as the vice president, you know, to give comfort. But she was also looking, saying, hey, I'm here to help you. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother. You know what I mean? That's what she was. She's looking for a dual. She was there for a dual purpose. Donald J. Trump went to Georgia. Yes, Georgia was hit. Parts of Georgia, but he went to the stronghold of the Republican Party. But what's ironic is, you know, can you be influenced by folks that are in one party, change it to another party, or saying, I'm going to vote for this person, and you should too, you know, because this person over here, I worked with them, they're no good. You know, that's happening in Wisconsin with Liz Cheney because of the disrespect that Donald Trump gave her when she was in Congress, and now she's campaigning for Kamala Harris. Will that change anybody's mind, or will that change the independents' mind? Independent folks. You know, these things, you know, all this pop and circumstances, all of these entertainers and this person and that person, all of them coming out. Think about it. At the end of the day, where do they go? They go to their plush houses. They go to their plush cars. They get on their private jets. They have their chauffeurs. They're above middle class. And they're well above the what's below middle class that nobody's talking about and how they're going to help you. There needs to be an outcry from the people. And I'm talking about the people of color. I'm not talking about the Asians because the Asians come together. I'm not talking about the Latinos because the Latinos come together, even though there's different ethnic groups within the Latino community. I'm not talking about the Africans. I'm talking about the Black Americans that will chase the crumbs that somebody else throws at them and will do. When you think about this now, ladies and gentlemen, most of your party bosses are white. And they're telling you Black folks what to do. With that note, we're going to take our second and final break and listen to Tone and Tenor. here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPN 97.5 HD2.
I understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.
It all means nothing, oh, if you don't stand.
Welcome back to Tony Tanner here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPN 97.5 HD2. Yes, that's right. It all means nothing if you just talk the talk and don't walk the walk. A lot of folks is talking the talk, and a lot of folks is going to get elected that ain't going to walk the walk. And y'all going to get up there and say, oh, well, we know what we got with her. We know what we got with him. Yeah, you ain't got nothing. It don't mean nothing. All you got is somebody that's going to go along with the rest of the powers that be and do what they want them to do. I'm going to tell you something. I find this hilarious. I picked up the newspaper today, right? And I saw this task force on stop and goes. And, you know, in the city of Philadelphia, urban cities, I say, the governor of Pennsylvania put together a task force on stop and goes. You know, a lot of these stop and goes are supposed to sell food, but they're hangouts, you know, there's drug activity, there's some of them selling liquor by the shot, and, you know, got these licenses and not really selling food, and they're predominantly in the black community, you know, and when you go out, you'll see the trash and the beer cans and all the 40s and all thrown out. Yeah, and I had to laugh, you know, that we're in 2024 and we're talking, the governor of Pennsylvania puts a task force in place, and State Senator Hardy Williams was on the task force. Now, in the area from where he lives, there's a lot of stop and goes he passes by going home, and he sees what's going on. You know, when Minister Rodney Muhammad of the Nation of Islam years ago tried to address this issue in North Philadelphia, he got shot down. People didn't want to hear it. People didn't want to engage because it was the community, but it was making the community worse. And think about it. Majority of these people that own these places don't live in the community. They make their money, pull down their grate, lock it down, and take it out of the community. Oh, wait a minute now. Just like the politicians, come the holidays, you get a turkey or a ham. And they're normally so big, you don't know what to do with them.
And if you're homeless, what you gonna do with it? You're either gonna leave it on the street or you're gonna sell it, just like they do at Malcolm X Park when they give food out there. Whoa, whoa, whoa is me. Where's the politicians with that? It's okay to give out the food, but don't give out the rotten food, because now our parks in the black neighborhood has, and I saw it for myself, so I'm not lying, you have mice and rats, an abundance of squirrels, and I even got the picture of the dead squirrel. So you not can't argue with me, councilwoman. Nobody can't argue with me. And trash. And you're paying people, somebody to clean it up, but it places looks like it looks like who done it. Why? Because the city moved the homeless folks from one area to another without a real concise plan. All because of developers, and I'm saying it, wanted what's going to be known as East Kensington. Up and thriving, just like Northern Liberties. I mean, a lot of people don't know what happened in Northern Liberties. A lot of people don't know about the prostitution, the drugs, and the crime that went under the L platform before it became Northern Liberties. And you drove down Kensington Avenue, which, I'm sorry, and became Frankfort Avenue. See, we forget the history. We forget what goes on because we get these people in power because they take your vote for granted. You vote them in, but they do nothing. Nothing for you. You don't have nothing. And we're going to continue this. We're going to continue this. With all these stepping Fletchers, we're going to continue seeing this go on. We're going to continue to see this go on. And you're going to continue to see the citizens of Philadelphia, the citizens of Pennsylvania, the citizens of these United States still wondering what's going on. You know, Marvin Gaye's song, "What's Going On? What's Going On?" Do we really know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Or are we oblivious because we're suffering from burnout from seeing all of these negative ads, seeing all this negativity and no policy and nothing telling me how this is going to affect me? You know, I find it interesting that the longshore workers' strike allegedly... Someone said allegedly that that was orchestrated. And I got a text, and it was funny. Allegedly, it was because allegedly Donald Trump and the longshoremen's president were friends. So this was allegedly. So I said, how could this be? I said, this person, let me tell you something. This guy is the president of the Longshoremen Workers Union. You don't think about it. He makes almost $900,000 a year. And you know something, ladies and gentlemen? I'll let you in on a secret. I've negotiated packages. And you know, when someone goes on strike, depending on the time period, the folks, unless there's a strike fund, they don't get paid. And depending on how long the strike goes and the union, they don't get their medical coverage. But I'm going to tell you what I learned years ago when someone went on strike. No, the presidents and them don't get their money. They on strike, but they keep their health insurance, unless that's changed. I'm saying this was years ago. And they get their back pay. Ooh, wait a minute now.
I'm on strike. I don't get a paycheck. I'm not going to recoup the back money. But this guy that's representing me telling me to go on strike is going to get their money? Something's wrong with that picture, ladies and gentlemen. Again, do your homework. Think about it. They did not suspend the strike until June 15th for not a reason. And lastly, you know, before we get out of here, I want to laugh at something. You know, I listened to everything about the SS United States. 2010, myself and a group of people were interested in, and I can prove it, I have the documentation. We met with the Conservancy. We even met with Jerry Lindfest up in Pennsylvania society and talked about that ship and what it could be. And we had all the specs and everything drawn up. In my opinion, this is just my opinion, I don't think the Conservancy ever had the intentions of moving that ship or letting it become what it could have been. You know, I don't know who's benefiting from the sale if it goes, becomes a reef in Florida, but I think that a ship, and then just as soon as it got announced that the deal was almost done, here somebody goes in there onto the ship, which is docked on Delaware Avenue, and tries to steal stuff out of it. It ain't nothing in there, ladies and gentlemen. They sold everything that was of value. You know, yet and still, they tried to get the politicians and tried to get the government, the powers that be, to back this, to keep it sitting there. You know, this ship sat there almost about $20,000 a month. I could be wrong. To just sit there for years, decades. It was moved once. But I do have the documentation. If somebody wants to call me a liar, they can call me a liar. I went to New York. I had a lawyer's name and everything. That ship could have been something if the folks really wanted to do something. But back to our topic, relevancy of your vote. Remember, your vote counts for you and for the benefit of yourself. You know, we want to make sure, you know, our condolences to the late, great Hall of Famer, should be Hall of Famer, Pete Rose, John Amos, from Good Times, to their families. You know, we all have got to take that road one day. But the road we need to take now is to November 5th. Do your homework, ladies and gentlemen. Don't listen to what somebody else tells you. Don't listen to what your friends tell you. We live in the age of AI, and you can learn. You can find out anything you want to find out on a person. With that said, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you to TJ for putting in our music and getting everything ready. And I want to thank Tyler, our engineer of the day. Listeners, you can follow us on social media. On X, we are at Tone and Tenor. On Instagram, we are at Tone and Tenor Radio. To find us on Facebook, just type in www.facebook.com/Tone and Tenor to find our page. You know, one of the other things, you know, when you're in government, you learn how to be slick. You know, but trying to be slick will catch up with you eventually. So you need to be careful in what you do and what kind of company, because LLCs are not always debt-free and can cover you behind. I'm Randall Jefferson. Thank you for listening to Tone and Tenor Talk Radio Show here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPEN 97.5 HD2. Wake up, wake up, wake up. November 5th and early voting and mail-in ballots has already started in some states and here in Pennsylvania. Do what you need to do and what's best for you, not what's best for those already sitting in office. Do what you need to do. Talk, read, and listen. Peel the onion back. We'll talk next week.